Say hello to Peter, Murr.
Hey, Peter, how you doing, boy?
Good morning, Murr.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm missing you here. I brought donuts, and now Ted and I have to finish them off ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll be right down.
So Peter is the Grand Marshal for the 2023 Hudson St. Patrick's Day Parade. It won't be his first rodeo, that's for sure, but first time as the Grand Marshal. And the Grand Marshal Roast and Toast is this coming Saturday at Whitlock. And it won't be my first rodeo either, because I was the Grand Marshal in 2016 and got roasted and toasted. And Murray Sheriffs was one of the roasters that year as well.
He was.
And that was a lot of fun. It's the old talk good about me, talk bad about me, just talk about me. And we'll be talking about you on Saturday night, Peter. Are you looking forward to that?
You know what? I am. I got to tell you, I got a lot of phone calls over the last 7 years as MP. And the one that I truly appreciated was the call from Jay asking if I wanted to serve as Grand Marshal. You know, I've been in that parade for 7 years, and God help me, I did my best to try and be named Grand Marshal, and it finally happened. And no, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I'm following in the footsteps of you, of Terry, of Andrew Carter and Mitsumi Takahashi and the late great Randy Tiemann. And you know, there's been a long list of really incredible people that have been Grand Marshal, and it's awesome to be added to that list. And I'm looking forward to it.
Who have they got lined up to take shots at you? Do you know?
They've got an incredible comedian.
Chris Vendito?
Chris Vendito.
Oh, he's going to rip you to shreds, man.
I know he is. I know he is. I'm bringing Band-Aids. They've got him. I know that the crew is going to take shots at me. I actually asked my colleagues in Parliament to record videos as well that I haven't seen yet, but apparently those are a riot as well. And then Seamus O'Regan is going to be joining us.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So he'll be there, and he's got a 5-minute speech ripping me a new one as well. So I'm looking forward to all of that.
Is he in cabinet, Peter, or is he a parliamentary secretary like yourself?
No, he's in cabinet. He's the Minister of Labor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and right. So he's coming in town. I think he might actually be joined by his husband, I'm hoping, actually, because it might be nice to have them both in town. But he's going to be there. He's going to be there for the festivities. And I told him, I said, you got to come, because you'll be the most Irish guy in the room.
Now, so, I know. Historically, that you have always made note of the Hudson St. Patrick's Day and surrounding events in the House of Commons. Will that be happening again this year? And will you'll have to toot your own horn this year as the Grand Marshal, because in years gone by, you've always talked about the various dignitaries. And this year, you're at the head of the parade.
Yeah, I had to tweak my speech in the House.
Yeah. Have you done it already, or is it coming up?
So you know what? I'm going to give you a scoop. It's been done already.
Okay.
I had to do it, and there may or may not be a chance that we'll play it on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
So
has it appeared online?
It hasn't, so it'll be the first time we'll all watch it on Saturday
night.
Oh,
okay.
Together.
That'll be fun. And is the Prime Minister going to be there on recorded fashion?
We'll have to wait and see. I can't spoil
all right.
He's all
okay. You're not giving it all away, eh?
No. But it promises to be a fun night. And I actually think there's a couple of tickets still available. So if anybody's interested, head on to SoulangeIrishSociety.ca, pick those up. And it looks to be a really fun night.
You've got your marching orders from Ken Doran from the SIS, the Irishman of the Year. What else does he want you to talk about?
Well, there's a whole slew of activities. In addition to being able to buy tickets for the event this Saturday, if you head on over to SoulangeIrishSociety.ca, you'll get a whole outlook as to what they've got planned leading up to and including St. Patrick's Day on the 18th. There is an event at the Chateau du Lac. There is an event at McKibben's Irish Pub on March 17th, which is a breakfast fundraiser to help raise some money to buy some neonatal units for kids at the new hospital. It's being built in Vaudreuil. So you can get tickets for that. There's literally a week long, 2 weeks actually, of festivities that are ongoing.
Yeah, it's a festival. It's an Irish festival in Hudson.
Yeah, and they've got, look, if you're looking for some really fun stuff to do, get the winter blues set aside, by all means, take part in this. It's remember the event we went to on Saturday night, the Irish Mingle.
Yeah.
I mean, you looked around the room and everybody just had huge smiles on their faces, and it just broke winter in half, and it was wonderful. So I'm asking everybody, come on out, take advantage of the incredible work that's done by the crew at the Soulange Irish Society. They put a lot of effort into this to make sure that you have a good time, so come on by.
Peter, good of you to take the time to come in this morning. Much appreciated.
Always good to see you, Ted.
And we'll see you on Saturday night, and looking forward to you being honored as the Grand Marshal of the 2023 Hudson St. Patrick's Day Parade. Vaudreuil-Soulanges Liberal MP Peter Chiefgay.